وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness and His guidance. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our own ego and the evil results of our deeds. Anyone whom Allah guides, then no one can lead him astray. And anyone whom Allah leaves astray, then there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and no gods in reality except the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is his slave and his messenger. Allah says what could mean in the Quran, O you who believe, have taqwa for Allah, meaning mention Allah, remember Allah, respect Allah, as it is his right to be, have this amount of taqwa, and don't you dare die, except that you die as Muslims. He says in another place, O mankind, fear your Lord being Allah, the one who created you all from one soul, Adam, and created from that soul its mate, Eve, and raised up and spread from the two of them many men and women. And fear Allah, the one whom you ask things for, and don't cut ties with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah above us all is a guardian watcher. In another place, Allah says what it could mean. O you who believe, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah, think about Allah, and in light of that, say a word that goes straight to the point. If you do that, Allah will rectify something that you did wrong, correct something you did wrong, and forgive you your crimes. And whoever is obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger has already achieved the highest thing he can possibly achieve. As for what follows, then we should know that the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are those things that we make up ourselves. Those things that we as individuals think are good, and we introduce those in things into Islam. And these things always lead us astray. And everything that leads us astray will eventually lead us to the hellfire. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a tremendous hadith, it's narrated by Imam Muslim, and it's in the 40 hadith of Nawawi. He says, "An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahasadu wa la tanashaju, najashu, wa la tabaghadu wa la tadabaru wa la yabi' ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'd. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُو الْمُسْلِمِ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يَخْذِلُهُ وَلَا يَكْذِبُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا وَيُشِيرُ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ بِحَسْبِ مَرْءٍ الشَّرِ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمُ الْحَرَامُ دَمَهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَرْضُهُ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he narrates, we get a narration from him, and it's a tremendous hadith. The topic of today is, what's the topic? Inciting Muslims against each other. People inspiring Muslims to hate each other, to make, not to fear, but tabdi'. Saying this one is an innovator. That one, when we say innovator, we say mubtadi'. This one is a fasiq. This one is like this, and this one is like that. Stay away from him. Make hijrah from this one. Don't give that one salams. Inciting Muslims against Muslims. And this is haram. This is something that is not makruh. This is evil, and it's haram. And if you go and you give the isnad, if someone comes to you and says, look, watch out for that brother, he's not clear. He's not clear. We don't know what he's on. Al-mu'minu yu'min. The believer is to be believed. This is not from the Salafiyya. This is not the da'wah of the Salafi. There is no such thing as super Salafi. The one who claims they on it like that, that one is off it. By his own argument, the people of knowledge are the ones being attacked. We notice from the people that do this, it's always from somebody who does not knowledge. They have nothing. But they always attack the person who has a reputation, who has recorded knowledge. This one is a doctor from Medina University. And this one is a sheikh because he sat with these different mashayikh. But the one talking about them is a nobody. And he wants to get his reputation up by defaming the people who have knowledge and bringing forth principles that you do not find the ulama have. Have you ever heard of the Messenger of Allah? If someone comes to you with this nonsense, with this evil, you ask them and they tell you, yo, did you know that so-and-so said such and such and so-and-so? We don't care. Have you ever heard of the Messenger of Allah? The Messenger of Allah said, on the authority of Abu Huraira, La tahasadu, don't be jealous. And jealousy, and this is a mistake I made last time we spoke, I didn't explain to you, shara'an. Well, alhamdulillah, when the brother said I should explain this, shara'an. What does it mean when we say tahasadu? What does it mean to have hasad? It's not jealousy. This is the English translation, and English is very weak compared to the Arabic language. Tahasadu is three types, but the meaning of it is tazulu ni'ma ala mahsud. It means that you would like, you desire, tamanni, you hope that the ni'ma that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give somebody. And who do you think you are to desire something that Allah gave somebody else to go away? You hating on that person. You giving that person the evil eye. And it happens in many, many different forms. Whether you want that ni'mah for yourself or not, you just want it to go away. This is hasad. And we said earlier, it has three forms. The only one that's good is in the one when the man with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, where you don't want it to go away from that person, rather you want it for yourself also. Like the man who has wealth, and he spends his wealth, and he's a sultan over his wealth. He manages wealth well and spends on the believers with his zakah. And you want to be like that. Or the man who Allah has given him wisdom. And he uses that wisdom like a judge in his halakat. And you want to be like that. That's the only place where hasad is allowed. Other than that, it's wrong. Hasad is that thing that made the Jews reject coming to Islam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَدُّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَدُّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Many of the people of the book hope and desire, لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ, that you would return back, so that you would come back to your, after you're becoming a Muslim, after having iman, kuffaran, to be a kafir, hasadan min indi anfusihim, min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq. And this is after they know the truth. This is the falsehood and how far hasad can carry somebody, that they don't even want you to be a believer. Hasad is what caused one of the sons of Adam to kill his brother because his offering was not accepted and his brother's was. Hasad will make a woman hope that her co-wife's child would die because she's jealous that she's having a child and that her husband got married to another woman. Hasad is extreme. The Prophet said, Iyakum wal hasad. He said, woe to you. Be careful. Stay away from hasad, because hasad eats up the good deeds like the fire will eat up dry wood. So we have to be careful. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he tells us, La tahasadu. Don't be hasad. Don't have this desire that someone else drop the ni'mah that Allah chose and saw fit to put in somebody else. And we do it even in playing. We even play. We play with our tongues and we say things that are haram. You see, and it's very light. We see a brother, he's driving, or this brother, he's walking, and he's got something new. Oh, who he think he is? Tahasadu. Look at the sister. Oh, she start wearing the niqab, or she start wearing the khimar properly. Oh, so now she thinks she's following the sunnah. Oh, today, huh? Think somebody gonna marry her? Psst. That's the evil eye and hasad.
The evil eye is type of hasad, right? Al-ayn al-haq. But we see it. And we need to stop. We need to become more practical in our Islam. Very practical. And you know what? A beautiful thing for us to realize. Sadaqah. There's a type of sadaqah that you give from yourself and you receive from yourself. This is the sadaqah that when you hold the evil that you have, you restrain your evil from affecting the jama'ah. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam al-Nawawi, he records this in Riyadu Salihin, an important book for correcting our character and our akhlaq and our spiritual upbringing. He says, the one who prevents his harm from reaching the ummah has given himself sadaqah from himself. If you want to prevent your harm from, if you want to get some sadaqah, prevent the harm that you give with your ugly look, with your giving the ayn, with you running off at the mouth, trying to say something slick. This is the Western way, to say something easy off the tongue. The strongest muscle in your body is the tongue. The strongest muscle in your body is the tongue. So much so that every morning, in the world that we don't see, the rest of the body, they look up to the strongest one and say, ittaqillah fina. It says, fear Allah concerning us because we follow you. So if you are straight, we're going to be straight. And if you're crooked, we're going to be crooked. And so there's a principle that Islam keeps. What does Allah say? La khayra min kathirin min najwahum. There is no good whatsoever in most of our conversations. Shut your mouths. Think about what you said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kuffa alayka hadha," and he took hold of the tongue. It's enough and sufficient of you if you control this. If you can guarantee me what's between your jaws and what's between your legs, I can guarantee you Jannah. But the West has another type of da'wah. And it tells you, say something slick. You gotta say something. These people are not our teachers. We have to realize Islam has come to take us to Jannah and the kuffar way are taking us to hell. They have nothing to offer us that we need to take. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, waylun lahu, waylun lahu, waylun lahu. To hell with him, to hell with him, to hell with him. To hell with the person who says a lie to make people laugh. Because that's what we say we're doing most of the time. I was just joking, ah. Right? You say, oh man, you look stupid. I'm just kidding. No, stuck for the law. You know what you're talking about? What you talking about? You making fun of this deen? If you said you making fun of this deen, you stated a statement of kuf. Ba'da imanikum. Don't we see that one of the sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had just fought jihad with the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa sallam. They're returning from the battle, and he makes a joke. He says, I've never seen people more lying, more lazy, eating so much, oh man, than the Prophet and his companions. Ha 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 ha. Ain't nobody laugh. They looked at him, well, you must be crazy. A janint? You've gone crazy? Verily, we're telling the Prophet. And one of the Sahaba got up to tell him, but guess what? Allah revealed revelation before that companion came there and told him, "Could kafir, la ta'tadiru, don't make no excuses." The man came and pleaded with the Messenger. I was just joking. You playing with Allah and his Messenger? You playing with this deen? You making fun of somebody because they want to practice and wear hijab, or they want to wear a kufi, or they grow a beard, or anything like that, or they're trying to do better in their deen? Is that what you're saying? La ta'tadiru. Don't make no excuses. You've uttered a word of kufr after you had iman. So in that is an example for us. Stop running your mouths. Stop just saying anything. Ittaqullah, attaqwa hahuna. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, attaqwa. What do we say it means? It means consciousness. It means to remember Allah. It means to respect Allah. It means to fear Allah, the real fear. Because there's two types of fears. There's the fear that is unwarranted, meaning the person themselves has some type of anxiety. So like a child who's afraid of something white or a little mouse or something like that. And then there's the real fear that's warranted, like a man getting locked in a cage with a lion. He has a right to be fearful of that lion. So we say a taqwa is to be conscious of the way and what Allah can do to us. The real fear. Real. So respect Allah. And it's in the heart. Ha huna. And he pointed to his chest three times. And this is a reminder for us that the Prophet ﷺ said, there is a piece of meat, mughdaga. It's a piece of meat in the body. If it is healthy, then the whole body is healthy. But if it's sick, if it's corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. Don't you see that these kuffar are doing everything to corrupt your hearts? And we let our children watch SpongeBob and all these mundane, stupid television shows that have nothing but music so low, so subtle, but it's seeping into your heart. Have nudity and sex and all types of bad manners that make you dead and desensitize you and mentally rape you daily until you're corrupted. And we do this to our children. And we wonder what's wrong with that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "La tahasadu." If you want to practice Islam, ittaqillah. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this general statement, again, you see Allah's messenger starting with a general statement. The rest of the hadith expands on this general statement, hasad. And so he says, وَلَا تَنَاجِشُوا تَنَاجَشُوا. He says, and next, don't pretend like you're trying to buy something so you can raise the price up so your man can get more money. What happens? You go to the market, and it's just another type of hustle. You're trying to rob somebody. You're trying to rob your brother. Your brother comes to the market to buy something, and your man is over here, and you come over there. Oh, I want that too, $15. The thing is worth $7. And he said, well, give it to me, 20. 21. He raising a price. You don't really want to buy it. You want him to raise it. He want him to spend more money. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't do it. This is haram. But if you really want it, then go ahead. Barter for it. But if you don't want it, you just trying to raise the price up, then this is dhulm. This is dhulm on your brother. And the principle in Islam is that Islam, it promotes ta'akhi, meaning brotherhood, fraternal and sorority style brotherhood. We in this thing together. It's not based on our nationalities. It's not based on our clan. It's based on our iman. That's what we are brothers in. Brothers in faith. And that is our new nationality. So he says, La tanajashu wa la tabaghadu. Don't be hating each other. You so sensitive, super sensitive. Your brother do something to you, you can't let it go. But if you work with these kuffar every day, you let all types of stuff go by. Oh, they don't know no better. What you talking about? You got more rahmah for them than you got for your brothers? Is this what you're saying? Nah, I'm intaha. I'm not saying nothing to that brother. I give him salams and that's it. Assalamu alaikum. That's it. That's ugly. La tabaghadu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahbib habibaka hawnin ma. Asa an yakun baghidata yawmin ma. Wa abghid baghidaka yawmin hawnin ma. Asa an yakun habibaka yawmin ma." He said what could mean. Love the person that you love hawnin ma. Take it easy. Lightly. Don't go to extremes. Asa an yakun baghidaka yawmin ma. Maybe they might do something one day that you might make you hate them. So be easy. Wa abghid baghidaka, and hate the person that you hate. Dislike them. Get offended. Hawnin ma. Take it easy. Don't go to extremes with it. It may be that they do something that make you love them one day. This is our advice. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمُ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And we keep using the same proofs over and over till we get it and we finally understand. We are balanced. We don't go to these extremes, not to the right, not to the left. We are in the middle. We don't go to these extremes. We don't hate people. We say, Tabarakallah, you got 3 days to get over it. 3 days to get over it. And then you're not disobeying. You're not doing nothing to that brother or that sister. You're disobeying Allah. You going against Allah. You pitting your will against Allah. Is that what we want to do? You totally disregard him? No, I can't let it go. 3 days ain't long enough. Give me 3 years. Who told you got 3 years? Don't you know that the person who carries a grudge, his forgiveness is postponed? Astaghfirullah, subhanAllah. All that you say, astaghfirullah, it don't count. It's postponed. And even if you die on that, and you get to the doors of Jannah, Allah says, leave these two until they reconcile. Leave these two until they reconcile. Leave these two until they reconcile. Are you stupid? Is it that serious that you want to, you know how frustrating it is to sit outside the doors of Jannah and to see inside or to hear or to be that close and to be denied because some petty dunya reason? Is it that silly? Is it that serious? You got 3 days. لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا. Ain't no reason for you to be that mad. Some sisters is mad at their husbands for years. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It sets the stage for further confusion. And if they don't watch out, if they feed this mentality to the children, and then the child picks up this bad habit, and they do that when they get married, you're going to have a continuous sin. Because the Messenger of Allah said, "Man sunna sunnatin," whoever starts a sunnah, good or bad, they get the reward of that sunnah and the reward or punishment of everyone who follows them in that sunnah. So you teach your children from your actions to hate your wife or to hate the husband or disrespect the home and this type of thing, and your child grows up and does that, guess what? Guess what? You're going to continue to get that crime over and over, dysfunctionality after dysfunctionality. You teach your child not to like another qabila, another people, and they're Muslims, you're going to get a crime. Because now you hating the people of Allah. Are you saying these people are not Muslim? Kullu Muslim haram. He said every point and part of the Muslim is haram. Again, he gives us a general statement. And then he yufassiruhu al-akhir. And then the last part comes and explains it. Damahu, his blood is haram. You can't go kill him. His blood is haram, meaning sacred, inviolable, untouchable. Not because he can beat you up, but because Allah told you and you're the slave of Allah. Now you want to go against Allah? Touch him. You're not just violating that individual. You are violating your trust that you gave to Allah, that pledge of allegiance. And you're challenging Allah. What you going to do to me? I know that I'm not supposed to touch him, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's that serious to me. Oh, yeah? You that bad? We used to say in Brooklyn, your arm's too short to box with God. This was a saying we used to say in the 70s. But it's a reality. No matter what you think you're doing, you cannot deal with Allah. So you need to respect the person. Not if you don't even respect them, it's because you respect Allah. Give Allah his rights, everybody else's will get theirs. Kullul Muslim haram. Every aspect of a Muslim is haram. His blood, his wealth. You can't cheat no Muslim. You're a fool. You are a fool if you think you can cheat a Muslim. Because we believe in the last day. And one of the things that we know is called Yawm al-Din, the day all debts going to be paid. All judgments going to be made. And Allah is going to judge between that. فِيمَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ And all those things that they are in it disagreeing. Allah is going to judge and decide. حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ The rights of the slaves. So you slickster, you take the rights of a Muslim. You only got it for a period of time. He ain't going to lose nothing. Or she. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, they're going to get their rights. And if you don't have enough good deeds to give them, because it's no longer, you can't just do what you want. The deeds are over. So now they got to take from your good deeds. You don't have enough good deeds, you bankrupt, you're muflis. Then you have to take that person's nasty, stinking deeds. Inciting Muslims against Muslims. The only one that does this is the one that does not realize that the Muslim is in the gang of Allah. We know about gangs, right? Bloods and Crips and all this type of stuff. Everybody thinks their gang is the biggest. We are part of Hizbullah, not the political group. But the ones where Allah said, Ala inna Hizballahumul Muflihun. Don't you see the gang of Allah? Those people who our OG is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. The Muhajirun and the Ansar. These are the ones that we follow. These are the ones that we emulate. And if you take on one of us, you've taken on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْتَعْتَبِرْ So take that as an example and think about it. And the last one he said, وَعَرْضُ And his honor is haram. We cannot backbite the Muslim. We cannot slander the Muslim. It's enough for a man to be considered a liar, that he repeats everything that he hears. Yo, you heard what they said? Yo, they said, they, who are they? Name them. Them, you know them. The brothers, the sisters, they said over at the masjid that so-and-so was, you slandering somebody. Enough for a person to be considered a liar is that they repeat everything that they hear. Name your men. Name your isnad. Now, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, who told you that? Ugh, I don't want to get them in trouble. I don't want to cause no fitna. What do you mean you don't want to cause no fitna? You already caused fitna. You causing fitna by not naming it. Al-isnadu deen. The chain of narration is the deen. If not for the isnad, then anybody could say whatever they wanted to. Name your people. How they, who told them that? Name your men. And if you can't, shut up. Simple. Man yu'min billahi wal yawm al-akhir falyakul al-khayra liyasmut. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used that strong language. Shut your mouth. He said, whoever believes in Allah. Now this is, we say, we Ahl Sunnah. You can include yourself or exclude yourself. It's up to you. So when the Prophet said, whoever, you can include yourself or exclude yourself. That's up to you. The proof is in the action. Whoever believes in Allah and believes in the last day, let him say what is good. Awliyasmut, or let him shut up. Sadaqa Rasul. The Messenger of Allah told the truth. And he used a strong word. It's enough for us to understand that. If backbiting is. But see, no, I'm telling you the truth. I know. It's the truth. Backbiting is considered saying something about your brother or sister if it's the truth and they don't like it. Who empowered you or put you in authority to say such a thing? What good is it? I'm just telling you. Why? Did I ask you? And why are you going to go, well, I heard the brother, so I wanted to. No, no. Who empowered, who told you that that's your business? Min husni islam al mar'i. From the beauty of a person's Islam is what? Tarakuhu ma la ya'nihi. Leaving alone those things that don't concern him. What do we do with these narrations? Why do we constantly want to confuse our and complicate our lives? Why can't we accept it as simple? Let me just mind my business. That's a real easy thing. And if you're lying, If you're slandering a person, that's worse. You think he's a dirty bastard and a bum and all these other words you want to say about that person? Well, guess what? If he is, on the last day, you may be taking his dirty deeds because you slandering him. You backbiting him or her. The message here, لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره. The Messenger of Allah said he doesn't oppress his brother. He doesn't disappoint his brother. When you say, ya akh, you coming? Inshallah. What does inshallah mean? No. You just doing, when you're not man or woman enough to say no. Akhi, you going to do that for me? I said inshallah. Then when you don't do it, you say, akh, you said you was going to do it. No, I didn't. I said inshallah. But you made no effort. And you knew you were not going to make any effort. So you, yakhzilhu, you disappointed your brother. You disappointed your sister on purpose. La yakhzilhu, you don't say he's a liar or lie to him. La yahqiruhu, you can't hate him and despise him. The Prophet said, it's enough evil. It's evil enough. It's evil enough for you to hate your brother. Have this ihqar. Ihtiqar is like in your heart. And it's kiraha. You dislike this person. It's enough for you to say, I like this person because he's a believer. Okay? If you can make an excuse to live with kuffar, to walk down the street with them, to go and patronize their businesses, to ride on the buses and the subways and do your work with them, and deal with them, and these people say that Allah is a liar. These people say that Muhammad is a pedophile and say all these different things about your prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa subhanahu amma yasma'un and amma yaqulun. And if free is Allah for what they're saying, then you can make an excuse to treat your brother with honor and treat your sister with honor. If you hear somebody talking bad about your brother Muslim, you take up for them like you take up for your mother. We see in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were going on one of the battles, the Battle of Tabuk. And somebody was coming that didn't leave with the army of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet said, be Ka'ab. And it wasn't, it was somebody else. And so one of the Sahaba stood up and said, oh, Ka'ab ain't coming, Ya Rasulullah. His beautiful guardians have held him back. Another Sahaba jumped up and said, you're lying. Jumped right out. You're lying. We don't know nothing but good about him. This is the sunnah. He defended his brother. He spoke on what he know. You ain't going to talk about my brother. No, you're lying. What you said, I'm going to go tell him. Now what? Oh, no, Aki Khan. Now you shouldn't run your mouth. You need to be quiet. There's no good in most of our conversations. The only good is in what? Speaking about something that's ma'ruf. Ma'ruf, something that's easily recognizable as good. Or sadaqah, doing some charity for somebody else. Or correcting and rectifying the situations between people. This is my da'wah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum. If you have any questions, you got a few minutes.
Jazakumullah khairan, Shaykh. Wallahi, every time you speak, you do amaze me. May Allah bless you.
Astaghfirullah.
JazakAllah khairan, brothers and sisters.